Kingsbury is the new head coach of the Arizona Cardinals.
Correct.
Last October, he was coaching Texas Tech. And he was asked to talk about Oklahoma Sooners quarterback Kyler Murray, who would, as we know, go on to win the Heisman Trophy. Here's what Cliff Kingsbury had to say about Kyler Murray.
Kyler is, I mean, he's a freak, man. Purdy's a really good young player, and he's going to be a tremendous player, but Kyler is a freak. And I've followed him since he was a sophomore in high school, and just think the world of him and what he can do on a football field. And I've never seen one better in high school, and he's starting to show it now at the college level. And I mean, I don't have enough good things to say about him. He's phenomenal. I've never seen him have a poor outing, not one, which at quarterbacks, it's impossible to do, but he's done it. And I'd take him with the first pick of the draft if I could. I know he's signed up to play baseball, but he is a dominant football player, and I would take him with the first pick.
Ooh.
Where do the Arizona Cardinals pick? Did they pick?
Efforting music, please,
efforting
Ben.
Efforting music, Ben. First efforting music of the day. I like this part coming up. Everybody does.
Everywhere I go?
Yeah, you know, this is a Geico thing. You see the caveman stuff? They use this in Geico. Okay, here we go. Number one. First overall.
He's got the first overall pick.
He is now the head coach.
Mm-hmm. And the Oakland A's have reportedly told people they believe Kyler Murray, who they drafted and gave $5 million to as a sign bonus, will enter the NFL draft.
He'd be a fool not to.
Okay.
He'd be a fool not
right.
to enter the NFL
so
draft.
Cliff Kingsbury is on record as saying, I'd take him with the number one pick. Guess what? He's got the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
He also has Josh Rosen.
Right.
Okay. Is Josh Rosen going to be available in a trade? And if so, for some, do you right the wrong that you committed last year in not drafting Josh Rosen when he was available, and you trade for him?
Absolutely.
You give up the 10th overall pick for him?
That is an interesting question, isn't it? Or do you think there's somebody else in this draft that can be every bit the player that Josh Rosen, that you project Josh Rosen to be, that you can get in the second round? Is there somebody out there maybe late in the first round if you trade down and accumulate picks? Like, that's the question you have to ask. Where have you evaluated Josh Rosen at? What do you believe his, you know, where do you believe his ceiling to be? And do you think he's worth the 10th overall pick? I mean, you weren't willing to take him with the 5th overall pick.
No.
You had the opportunity to.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona took him with the 9th overall pick. 10th overall pick.
Probably could have traded back and still got him.
So it depends on what your evaluation of Josh Rosen was going into this thing. And obviously, your evaluation wasn't high enough to take him at 5.
But your evaluation was also colored by the idea, influenced by the idea that you thought you'd be getting something out of Case Keenum. And Paxton Lynch.
Right.
Remember, Paxton Lynch was still part... Oh, God.
Paxton Lynch.
He screwed this team. But Paxton Lynch isn't here anymore. That ship has sailed.
First of all, he is way more of a pirate than you will ever be.
The Black Pearl has sailed. Plus, you just went through a year with Case Keenum that was underwhelming, to say the least. Maybe you look at Josh Rosen differently now.
I would have to look at this way. You didn't have him evaluated high enough to move the needle on your board last year. I guess it depends on, you'd have to have Gary Kubiak's opinion on what he thought of Josh Rosen coming out versus what he thinks of some of the quarterbacks coming out in this draft. Is there a guy in this draft that they look at and say, man, I like that guy a lot. We'll use him in a developmental role behind Case Keenum. Right? I mean.
One of our texters delicately texted us and said, who let you schmucks on the air? Josh Rosen? He's garbage. Why would you want him in Denver? You are just looking to get anyone at this point. Well, wasn't that the draft strategy of our buddy in the afternoon? Just draft any of them.
Any of the top ones.
Any of the top five. Just draft any of them, including Josh Rosen. So
by the way,
you can right your wrong 1 year later by trading the 10th pick for him.
My question would be, who?
By the way, you're trading the 10th pick, which is not as valuable as the 5th pick. No. So you're actually getting more value.
I would ask you this from a texter standpoint, and we appreciate the skim milk text, is like, why do you think he's garbage? What is it about him that you think is garbage? Like, that would be my question to you. Have you seen him? Have you watched him? Have you watched him practice? Because I have.
Josh Rosen completed 55% of his passes for 2,300 yards, 11 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, and was sacked 45 times.
That's 45 times and did not start until week. He came in like week three or four. I did the game week three. He came in for Sam
Brown. He ended up playing 14 games. He was sacked 45 times in 14 games. He threw an interception per game.
And hit a ton more. I will just tell you this. And, you know, you may need Kyler Murray. Like, this may be a need pick because that little dude is scrambling little Jesse. I mean, that's one of the best athletes in football. And let me just tell you, their O-line in Arizona, they have nothing more than a backup starting for them, and several of the starters should not be playing in the National Football League. End of story.
All right, you're going to have a lot of people today weighing in on the idea of Josh Rosen. You're the only guy in town that's actually
watched him practice, talked to him, watched him play,
all that. What do you think of Josh Rosen?
I think Josh Rosen's got the potential to be a very good quarterback. Do I think he's going to be one of the upper echelon elite quarterback? Do I get
define very good then. In the context of what we know quarterbacks to be today, what's very good? Compare him to somebody. What's the
tier?
Yeah, what tier does he go in? Give me a name or a group of, a couple names of quarterbacks we all recognize that you believe he can join that type of group.
Is he in the elite level of quarterbacks? No. Is he in the trying to knock on the door of the elite level quarterbacks? No. Could he become in that tier where we look at guys and hope they become something more than they are? So who are those guys? Could he become a Ryan Tannehill type?
Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota.
Yeah. That's kind of where I would.
All right, then I don't give up the 10th pick for that.
No, not at all.
You're talking about a middle of the pack, top, 15 to 20 type quarterback.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. He can spin it now. He can spin it, and he's a super, super smart guy, Mike. You know who else is a super, super smart guy? Ryan Fitzpatrick. Really smart. Really smart. Apparently, picks and intelligence. You know, they're not mutually exclusive, right? You can still throw a lot of picks even though you're super smart. I'll just give you this. I'll leave you with this thought. I met with Josh Rosen several occasions. Really, I was intrigued by him. I was intrigued by his intelligence. I really liked him. I really liked him a lot. I did. And I watched him practice. I thought, man, he's pretty sharp, right? Then I met with Baker Mayfield and I was like, wow. Different dude, like I came away with Josh going, I really like him and he's really intelligent. He's great. I came away from Baker Mayfield going, that dude's got it. I don't know what it is. I don't know where you get it, but whatever it is, he's got it. That's how.
All right. So I think directly and indirectly, you have kind of squashed the idea that you'd give up the 10th pick for Josh Rosen.
I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
I just wouldn't.
Well, you're the most informed guy in Denver when it comes to Josh Rosen, so I'm going to take that. Whatever else anybody else says, they say, but I'm going to ride with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't even think about making that move. Not for 10.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Fair enough.